It's time for What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Morena, Marama Davidson. How are you this morning?
Morena, Rachel. I'm really good and really happy to have a kōrero this morning.
Me too. Yeah, kia ora. Thank you for coming on the show. Let's start by talking a bit about the Climate Change Commission's report. We've got the final recommendations out now. There's been a lot of discussion in the media about EV rebates and other parts like this. What are some of the biggest, I guess, successes that the Green Party sees from the conversations that have come out of this? And what do you think we need to have perhaps some more focus on from the government going forward?
Yeah, well, look, it's true that over the last 30 years, three decades, we are seeing the most climate action that we have ever seen. But I also acknowledge that a lot more needs to be done. That action.
Oh, hello. Hello. I think we might have just lost the connection there. Kia ora, Minister.
Hang on a minute.
Oh, hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, that might be my headphones. Okay, sorry about that.
That's all right.
I was just saying that it's true that in the past 30 years, we have not seen more climate action from the past sort of term and this term of government than we have over the last three decades. But I'm also very aware that comparing ourselves to the last three decades doesn't take into account that we actually need the urgency, and mm-hmm. that urgency has become particularly clear in the last 5 years. So a lot more needs to be done. The fact that we have got the Commission, the fact that we've got the Zero Carbon Act, and that we've got this report is a monumental standing point. We've now got the focus on reducing our emissions. And, you know, the Climate Commission report highlighted that the government has made good, important progress, you know, but that there's a lot more that needs to be done. And I'm very clear about that. So the next few years, the next couple of years in particular, are going to be critical if we do, you know, the longer we delay our long-term, it's emissions reductions, but it's actually, this is actually a transformation of the economic mm-hmm. system. You know, it's actually the 200 years around the world, our economic system has focused on the exploitation of planet and people. Well, that has been a major factor to a high emissions, high polluting world. We've got to transform that. So the next couple of years for reducing the emissions are part of the economic transformation that has to take place. And that's going to be a test.
Well, I was just going to say, we have seen a lot of discussion around the electric vehicles rebate, and there's been concern from some people that this is going to perhaps adversely affect those with the least amount of means to change their car situation. We've also seen pushback that, you know, the more we get on board with the electric vehicle thing as a country, the cheaper it gets overall to happen on an individual basis. But I'm wondering if this is the most important conversation that we need to be having right now. Do you think that there are parts of the recommendations that we're missing in the media that we should be focusing on, or do you think this is a good first step in the conversation?
Yeah, it's broader, eh? It's much broader. So can I just first make the point that we have got to bring everybody with us, and it is actually very clear from the evidence around the world that lower income communities, indigenous communities, people of colour communities have absolutely been hammered the most and have contributed the least to high emissions and high climate polluting lifestyles. And, you know, we can take the Pacific Islands as an example. So there needs to be a just transition. There needs to be a way that those who are worse off are not going to be made even more worse off. Now, we have to get away from petrol cars. That much is clear. And anything that we can do to switch away from dirty fuel cars to cleaner cars absolutely is essential. Look, the Greens have also been very, very clear. We want affordable, efficient public transport. We want safer walk lanes, safer cycling options. We want lower carbon, lower emission options across the board when it comes to people moving around. So EVs on their own absolutely are not the one thing. There is no one thing. It's across the board, every sector, every part of our economy, every part of our lives is going to have to be supported to move to a lower trampling of the earth and a lower trampling and a lowering of our emissions, you know. And part of the key, this is, I think, what I wanted to really be clear about in the, even the Climate Commission report has made it very clear, in Aotearoa, that means developing this plan in partnership with iwi and Māori. And throughout the advice, the Commission calls on government to incorporate Chao Māori thinking, which is a crucial tool for us when it comes to living in a way that is kinder to the earth, that is kinder to people.
Hmm.
So, you know, we are going to have to make sure that lower income communities, lower income households are not worse off, are not the worst off, as we shift through this transition and lowering our emissions. So that's why we've also been very clear on the targeted support, the things like mm-hmm. making sure our income support system is fair and just for those struggling the most. There's a lot of things that needs to happen.
Well, let's talk a bit about Dome Valley Landfill, which is a contentious issue that's been going on for a few years, but has been officially given the green light to go ahead in the last couple of weeks. And I want to know what the Green Party's position on this is, because back in 2018, Green MP and Conservation Minister at the time, Eugenie Sage, signed off on an overseas investment office consent to allow Chinese-owned waste management company to purchase this land in the Dome Valley for the proposed landfill. This shocked a lot of people and still is a little bit of a friction there. What is the Greens' current position on the landfill?
Yeah, so, and some background context is important. So it was actually Eugenie Sage as Land Information Minister that her and Associate Finance Minister David Parker approved the Overseas Investment Act application for that purchase. Now, remember, at that time, the law did not allow, the Act did not allow ministers to take into account environmental effects or mana whenua views. Because of the Greens, we have since been able to improve that and make sure that those views can come into those considerations. And that's something that we're really proud of having done. But the consent for the landfill itself was absolutely an Auckland Council decision, as you've said. Ministers have nothing to do with that particular decision. Now, I think what is important, we all produce rubbish, all of us, individuals and families and households. It's going to need somewhere to go. What Eugenie worked on last term in her conservation role was overall waste reduction and actually accountability from producers to be responsible for the entire life cycle of the things that they produce, which could then, you know, it could be there was proposals of like a levy to then circulate that back into reduce, reuse infrastructure, into creating better ways of using and recycling our waste. And that is actually what we've got to ask ourselves here. The rubbish goes, it doesn't disappear into a magic nowhere land, you know?
Yeah.
With
the specific landfill issue at the moment, you know, we're seeing a lot of concern from local iwi and also from Pākehā in the area as well about what it's going to mean for the waterways. As you said, you know, there wasn't necessarily a process at the time to allow for those views in the consenting process. But what's happening now, is the Green Party supportive of this particular landfill site, or are there some concerns about it from the Greens?
No, yeah, we've definitely got concerns, and especially regarding mana whenua and their role in protecting these sites, the waterways, the soil health, the ecosystem and wildlife around this piece of proposed land. So we certainly are supportive of making sure that people are heard, making sure that there are better processes around what has happened and what will happen. But I think I want us to, you know, always be aware of what are we doing to stop the rubbish from the first place, from happening and being produced in the first place. And that's, it is only the Greens who are actually addressing the genesis of waste rubbish and the fact that we are running out of landfills and running out of sites around the country, and what on earth are we going to do about addressing that is something that only the Greens have continued to prioritise.
Well, let's talk very briefly about this new proposed members bill from Te Anu Tuiono, who is the Green Party's security and intelligence spokesperson. Now, this is to mend the Outer Space and High Altitude Activities Act and prohibit the launching of military hardware into space from Aotearoa. Now, is this something that's currently currently happening, or is this something that you're trying to prevent happening in the future?
No, look, this is the thing. I'm so proud of Te Anau Tui O Noa putting this bill in, because this is the thing. It's a bit of a underhand approach, in my personal opinion, that Rocket Lab are trying to take here, because there are holes in the legislation. And yes, what we know is that Rocket Lab has absolutely been used for payloads that have included satellites with imaging equipment. And let's just say there's a whole lot of technical terms about what that means, but let's just say to assist a military approach into imaging and satelliting for the purposes of war. And we've even got foreign New Zealand foreign spokesperson ministers saying, look, this goes against the letter of what New Zealand is supposed to stand for. This goes against our independent foreign policy, which is what we are supposed to be upholding. And here we have some holes that literally independent nations are launching rockets through, and that needs to be absolutely tidied up so New Zealanders can be very clear that we are not in any way participating in any aligned military activity, especially for the US. And, you know, so at the moment, Rocket Lab are sneaking that in. That is underhand, and that needs to be tidied up.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Marama Davidson. It's great to have you on the show. I look forward to our next kōrero in a month's time, and we'll be interested to see if that members' bill does indeed get pulled out of the biscuit tin. So thank you very much for the chat this morning.
Oh, thank you.
That was What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.